Mike Broomhead. I don't know where this morning went, but last time I checked my watch, it was just after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going quick. The week is going fast for me as well, so thanks,
but
Jamie.
We just had one breaking story after
I know,
this
it's
morning.
Been so
you,
crazy.
You never want to tune out.
No.
You don't know what you're going to miss.
And we don't necessarily have good news. That's the bad thing
right.
about it. The Chris Paul story is crazy. So, thanks, Jamie. We have got to start with this. I want you to hear Jalen Rose talking about Chris Paul. If you don't know the situation, he has been placed into the NBA's protocol for COVID-19. But all is not lost. Here's Jalen Rose's comments.
This one isn't doom and gloom for me because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated. And I know the word indefinitely makes you feel like he may not be in the next series. I don't anticipate him missing more than one game at the most.
All right, joining us right now in studio is Kevin Zimmerman. He is our lead editor at Arizona Sports. I know we don't know a whole lot because the Suns are pretty tight-lipped about this, but what are the possibilities? Is it possible that he could miss a game or less?
Yeah, it's possible. Anything's possible right now just because it depends on so many things. Whether he's vaccinated is the big one because he could come back tomorrow if he tests negative. If he's not, then that obviously changes the set of rules that he's under, so it's really a matter of what we don't know and just passing tests, I guess, if he does have coronavirus, which we don't know.
So, again, that's the other part of it. We don't know if it's an exposure to someone that had it, you know, through contact tracing, or if it's that he has the virus. They're not saying any of those. But if he has the virus, it's going to be a long wait, obviously.
It could be, yeah. I'm no doctor. I have no idea how a vaccinated person would recover from that. But if Jalen Rose is correct in saying that he is vaccinated, then that really helps him get out of the protocols quicker. Contact tracing, you don't have to. You could be exposed to someone if you are vaccinated and they wouldn't care. So that also matters.
Have you heard or talked with anybody? Does it put the rest of the team in danger because they're in such close proximity? Is there danger of other team members being put in the protocol?
That also depends on who's vaccinated and not, because the rule is if you are vaccinated, then you don't have to get contact trace, basically. And so that would help the rest of the team. And the next game for them would be Sunday. If the Utah-LA series goes less than seven games, if that goes seven, then it would be Tuesday. So that also kind of changes how this thing goes for the Suns.
So we're kind of praying for seven. We just want him. We want this to go on as long as we can to make sure that he's back in time.
Suns fans would want Utah and the Clippers to go seven, yes.
Have you heard any timeline of any information we might get? Have they even released a timeline of when they would tell us anything?
We haven't heard anything, but they probably will have availability today in some form because they were off yesterday. So we could hope to have Monty Williams or someone talking about this today later in the afternoon.
And they've been classically, historically, the Suns have been pretty tight-lipped with the players that have been in the protocol. We don't know if they had it. We just know that they were in the protocol. So there's a chance they may not give us much more information than they're absolutely required to give, right?
Right. It's rules based on legal stuff, and they're going to be protecting themselves too because they don't want the Jazz or the Clippers to know what's going on in there either.
But it's tough. It's one of those tough things for Suns fans. You know, we were joking about this, but the Suns have had some bad luck in the playoffs, and this is just seems to be one of those hurdles again for the Phoenix Suns.
I think the general consensus of fans online early this morning is not again, you know, Robert Horry hip check, that type of thing. It's just bad luck, but again, they have days to, if Chris Paul's vaccinated, if he clears all this stuff, then they might be okay with this.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time. I know they've got you on roller skates this morning with this story, but thanks for jumping in with the audience.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. That's Kevin Zimmerman. He's our head editor, our lead editor over at ArizonaSports.com, who, by the way, has been doing a fantastic job covering this story. If you want to get all the details up to the minute, jump over to Arizona Sports. They are definitely have got this thing covered. So we have so much to talk about with this. So what do you think, Steve? What's your prediction on this?
It feels to me like Chris Paul doesn't have COVID. I feel that way. But that maybe he came in contact with someone and they're just trying to figure it out. Do we need to hold him back for a few days? And also, too, keep in mind, the team might not play until, what, Sunday or Tuesday. So this could blow over by then.
We hope. I mean, you know, again, John Rahm, the golfer, was pulled out in the middle of a golf tournament on Saturday. He was up by 6 shots on Saturday and pulled off the golf course because of the PGA and the NBA, two different sets of rules. But he was pulled off the golf course on Saturday. He's playing in the U.S. Open this week. So whatever the precaution they took, it turned out to be a false alarm.
Right. And that clip you played from Jalen Rose, Jalen knows players obviously better than a lot of analysts do. He seemed pretty definitive in him saying that Chris Paul has been vaccinated. I don't think you go on national television and you say that without knowing that it's true.
Yeah, unless you probably heard it from Chris Paul himself.
Right. So that gives me a little bit more confidence than, let's just say, if they came out and said, well, Chris Paul could miss some time.
You know, they used to talk about the Cubs being jinxed forever in baseball.
Yeah.
Does this feel like the Suns jinx to people? I mean, does this feel like, because something always happens to the Suns.
Yeah. Well, in the 90s, Michael Jordan happened.
Well, yeah,
so
but,
you can't really
but
help
I'm talking
that.
About, I'm talking about, you know, the players coming off the bench and technically violating the rules and being suspended, and it lost their chances of getting to the NBA Finals, those kinds of things.
Right, yeah. Kevin mentioned the hip check.
Sure.
And, you know, the Amari thing. Boris Diaw, I think, was one of the ones who left the bench. Yeah, no, there's a lot of examples.
And looking back at that, if you want, go back and see that. They didn't engage in any kind of physical altercation. They literally walked off the bench onto the court in technical violation of an NBA rule. And remember how, was it David Stern was the commissioner then?
Probably, yeah.
And they just were furious. The Sun, he was not welcome in the Suns arena in that gym ever again, I don't think.
How about the latest from John Gambadoro, great reporter over at Arizona Sports. He tweets, my understanding is Chris Paul was vaccinated along with several other players back in February at the fairgrounds. So that's Gambo basically saying his impression is Chris Paul is vaccinated.
Good. And that, again, for anybody, and I don't have in front of me the exact protocol from the NBA, but if you're a vaccinated player, there is a whole different set of rules if you come in contact with someone who has had or does have COVID-19.
Yeah, and keep in mind, just because you've been vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get COVID-19 again or for the first time. But it could mean that he has a better immune response to the virus. Maybe he doesn't show any symptoms. He could conceivably spend less time in the protocol because he's vaccinated.
Yeah. So let's say that the series in the West, the final series, you know, with the Clippers and the Jazz, goes 7 games. That means game 1 of the Western Conference Finals would be on Tuesday. That's 6 days. That is a long time. He may miss a few days of practice. And I'm not trying to. I guess we're all trying to guess on what's happening. But this, without a doubt, is the biggest story here in town right now.
Oh, absolutely. I was talking to
in the NBA.
I was talking to a friend the other day in Denver, right after the series ended with Denver, and I told him, I was like, this is all anyone's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, the Suns, when the Suns are good, it's like nothing you've ever seen in the Valley. I've never seen this kind of reaction, even to, I think we talked about the other day, even when the Cardinals went to the NFC Championship game a few years back, I didn't feel this.
And the other part of it, I think, with the Cardinals, unfortunately, is that the stadium is out in Glendale. The Suns play downtown. And you've got the ASU campus downtown, the businesses downtown. There is a different kind of buzz in downtown Phoenix when the Suns are good. Not to mention the fact that they are the original franchise here. And there are so many old school Suns fans in this town. Everybody is talking about it.
Remember, too, the Suns are the only organization that still calls themselves Phoenix.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So I don't know how that plays into it, but they're very specific to the city. Now, they represent a lot of things. And
well, that's
obviously
why
they're doing
the Valley. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing the Valley thing this year, which I think is great. But interesting, though.
Yeah. So this Chris Paul story, as it grows, we will be – the great thing about being here at KTAR is that we're right next door with the guys and the girls over at Arizona Sports, and it is the best sports information for Arizona sports in town by far. So if you want details, we're going to get them to you, or you can jump over to their website over at arizonasports.com. In a moment, we're going to talk about the auditors and how they're looking for fraud. The Arizona audit continues, and it's a nationwide story. We'll discuss it next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. It is the Mike Broomhead Show. Happy Wednesday. As you heard Jeff just mention in the news, President Biden is meeting with Vladimir Putin as we speak. There is a summit going on in Geneva. When that summit is over, Vladimir Putin and the president will be doing separate press conferences, and we will take President Biden's press conference live here at KTAR News. So make sure you're here for it. Download that KTAR News app because it will notify you when things are happening, and you can listen live from your device. It should be an important press conference for the American people to hear. Been talking about this audit as of late, and more stories are coming out as Randy Pullen, the PR person for the audit, and Ken Bennett, the person that is running the audit, are kind of giving more details on what's happening as the end of the count of the ballots goes, counting the votes. But now they're doing the forensic parts of things, and there's a story about what they're looking for. Now, it appears from what we're hearing that they are no longer looking for bamboo or watermarks, and that the watermarks inspection stopped shortly after the beginning of the audit. We don't know why that is, but good. I'm glad that's over with. I'm glad they stopped doing that. But now they say, I'm reading just from a quick story, ballot inspectors are studying the oval voters filled in on the presidential race to see whether it is filled in by a person or a machine. So they're looking for, there is a guy named Jovan Pulitzer, or J. Hutton Pulitzer, who is a former treasure hunter that says he's invented a way to study ballots and find fraudulent ballots. Now, whether or not they're using his software or his equipment, or if they're just using his ideas, we don't know, but he has been a part of this. There is a guy named, I believe it's John Brakey is his name, who has been a consultant on all of this. And John Brakey is an election activist serving as a consultant. He asked why Mr. Pulitzer is being used. Brakey said that the people paying for the audit wanted it. And he said that the guy is conning people. So one of the consultants to this is saying that the guy whose at least ideas are being employed to find anomalies in the ballot is a con artist. His words, not mine. So they are looking at all kinds of different marks on the ballots and corner on the ballot and a bullseye in the center of the ballot and timelines or timestamps on the sides of the ballot. And they're looking to do now forensically whether or not these ballots are real. Now, they've also consulted in this news story, consulted a document expert. Now, I mean this very sincerely. When you go to buy a document, whatever it is, and I have friends who have purchased, you know, letters from George Washington or you know, what would be almost a priceless document in the minds of some, or at least a significant historical document. You employ someone that is a document expert that can look at the age of the paper, that can look at the age of the ink, can look at a number of different things to validate whether or not they believe, based on the evidence in the document, that it's real. Time, you know, age of this, whatever. They can tell you whether or not it's real. As far as we know, nobody down there at the audit is an expert in doing this. And what they're doing is using the ideas or employing the tools of someone that one of their own consultants says is a con man, because the people that are paying for this audit wanted it. So this is where my disagreement with this audit has been coming from and is. Because we don't know who this guy Pulitzer is. He's been debunked by a bunch of other people. Then what if they find something? What if they come in and say they found something? Well, then the fight's going to be on whether it's legitimate or not. Why wouldn't you, if we are as a state, and I want everybody to think about this. We all are concerned about the sanctity of our elections. We all want to make sure that the elections are done fairly, that nobody's cheating. What's that worth? What's the value of that? They spent $150,000 paying the cyber ninjas. There's $2.8 million, I believe, that's been raised by the person that's paying for this audit. Why wouldn't you hire document experts? If you've got volunteers looking for anomalies and they find something that they think is an anomaly, why wouldn't it go to a document expert to verify? I mean, you're in this deep. You're in this deep. And this for me is the biggest issue, is that it gets so convoluted and unbelievable that no matter what the findings are, no one's going to believe it. You keep hearing about, well, if this person disagrees, well, they're not really friends of ours anyway, and they're not someone that we can trust. Well, what do you mean by trust? You mean agree with you? or are we talking about the ability to get to the truth? And I've been pretty critical of some of the things that have happened, but we now are talking about looking for folds in the paper, and they believe they can tell, and the type of paper, and the weight of the paper, and the thickness of the paper, and all of these other things that they're going to do to ask more questions. But according to these stories, they're never getting to a conclusion. It's just going to ask more questions, which has been my biggest fear since the beginning of this. Gatos joins me in a moment. We do the big Q poll question of the day. And then we talk about ASU and a reversal of policy. All that's coming up in just a couple of moments.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Hey, good morning, Gatos.
Paul.
I knew it.
It's the worst news ever.
It is. It is crazy what keeps happening to Suns fans.
Good Lord have mercy. Can you believe this?
Now, all is not lost. I'm sure you heard what Jalen Rose had to say. We've got Gambo tweeted some things out that they believe that he's been vaccinated. If it's just an exposure, he could be back in a couple of days. So,
yeah, I mean, does he have it? He does, and he's not vaccinated, well, he could be sick for a while. If he has it, and, you know, I read somewhere that he got the Johnson & Johnson, okay, he probably is not going to get sick. He's got a, or he just bumped into somebody who had COVID, and yeah, he's in that kind of protocol. But I think, you know, listen, you got to hope for Utah and LA to go 7 games. Yeah. So it's a long runway for Paul to come back. But I mean, this is just, I mean, the idea, what a gut punch, man. Yeah.
It is. Again, for Suns fans, it's such a tough time. And, there, you know, we don't know if he has COVID or if he was just exposed to COVID. And hopefully, you know, the Suns have been pretty tight-lipped about all of this with their players throughout even the bubble days. You know, they've been really tight-lipped about anybody putting the protocol. But will we get more information because it's Chris Paul, because it's such a big story? What are they going to be telling their fans? And I hope there's more to be told.
Yeah, I blame Ducey.
What else is new? at least you can laugh a little bit about it.
Of course.
What's the question this morning? Is it about Chris Paul?
No. Because right, I didn't know about it. I sent the cue in last night. So my cue today is an Iowa Republican is creating legislation to ban Vice President Harris from traveling overseas until she visits the border. Are you in favor of this bill? Yes or no?
I talked about this yesterday.
I think it's the silliest bill I've ever seen
in my
entire...
It's funny. I said the exact same thing.
I would vote yes.
It is absolutely political theater, without a doubt.
I would vote yes for it, though. She should come visit the border. She shouldn't be allowed to go anywhere else. And if she laughs again, she's creeping me out, man. Yeah, she's creeping me out.
I think the whole thing is silly. You know, she's meeting with dreamers while we're creating the next generation of dreamers with what's going on at the border right now.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, how many kids have come here and, you know, we've allowed them to stay, and they are the next generation of dreamers. We don't know what to do with anybody.
Right.
They're never going to fix this problem. They don't want to fix this problem. She's probably one of the worst people to put in front of this problem. And I didn't think she would be so bad in front of the cameras, but she's horrendous.
Yeah, it's tough. And she's getting verbally, she has just been getting it handed to her because of the way she's handled this thing, even by the White House, according to some sources. So
she deserves everything she's getting. And
absolutely,
she laughs things off and doesn't take it seriously, and she acts like she's annoyed with us asking her a question about the border.
Yeah.
So why don't you go to the border? How about that?
Get to the border.
Right.
Gatos, as always, listening this afternoon. Thanks.
Chris Paul. Come on, baby.
The BQ poll question today brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. More in a moment. Stick around.